Thank you for listening to this Podcast One production. Available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Getting fit and staying healthy always sounds easier said than done, right? OpenFit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. It's a brand new, super simple streaming service that allows you to work out from the comfort of your living room in as little as 10 minutes a day. Everyone's bodies are different, and OpenFit gets that, which is why it's personalized to your needs with custom-tailored original content. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. Sculpt your body with Andrea Rogers, founder of the worldwide sensation Extend Bar, or get in crazy good shape with Hunter McIntyre, named by Sports Illustrated as one of the top 50 fittest athletes. These trainers know how to get you results quick. It's super simple. Forget all the complexity and stress around getting fit and just press play and work out on your schedule. 600 seconds with celebrity trainer Devin Wiggins packs the fat-burning, muscle-building, and body-sculpting benefits of a much longer session into a fraction of that time. You can access anywhere and anytime. View it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, and Roku. I like OpenFit because it enables me to do it on my schedule. I don't have to drive anywhere. I can fit some time for workouts in between the time my kids leave for school and I have to get to the office, or when I get home and before I have to start cooking dinner. It's awesome that I can knock it out of the way so quickly in my own living room. OpenFit has changed the way I work out, and with my code DIVORCE, you can join me on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, my listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text DIVORCE, D-I-V-O-R-C-E, to 303030. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text DIVORCE to 303030. Standard message and data rates may apply.
Hi there. It's Laura Wasser, and if anyone knows how much divorce sucks, it's me. I've been practicing family law for over 20 years, and I've worked on thousands of divorces. Creating peace in families is how I lost my voice. From the top of the food chain all the way down to my very first case, which was my own divorce when I was 25. I wrote the book on divorce, or I wrote a book on divorce. It's called It Doesn't Have to Be That Way: How to Divorce Without Destroying Your Family or Bankrupting Yourself. That book became a bestseller because it presented another option for ending a marriage, one that doesn't necessarily include lawyers, and one that leaves more money in both parties' bank accounts and less animosity in their hearts. We created It's Over Easy, the one-stop breakup divorce resource online with the same principles in mind. So welcome to the Divorce Sucks podcast, where we talk about breaking up, getting divorced, and moving on.
Most relationships hover on a precipice for years before one party or the other finally decides it's time to jump, and coming to the decision isn't easy. I recommend you get some counseling as you consider your next move, and that can be from a mental health professional or another professional you may trust, like your hairstylist. As I've said, divorce can be the turning of a page and the beginning of a next chapter. Today's Divorce Sucks is all about that next chapter and how to leverage your number one asset, which is yourself, by looking and feeling your best after a breakup or a divorce. And for those of you who took my advice and wrote down those five things that your spouse or your marriage held you back from, now is the time to go for it. I've invited three of the most talented and sought-after stylists in America to join us in studio today to discuss the new you and share tips you can use to refresh your look from top to bottom after a breakup. Let's start at the top with Hair Done Right by Mr. Right, also known affectionately as HOTUS, Hairstylist of the United States.
Say hello to Johnny Wright.
Hey!
The new style correspondent here at The Griot.
And I got you covered from head to toe.
Guess which celebrity he works with? Any idea? Michelle Obama. He's her stylist, oh yeah.
Optics govern more or less everything in the political world, and I factored this into every outfit. I came to depend heavily on Johnny Wright, my fast-talking, hard-laughing hurricane of a hairdresser.
I also have a few other celebrity clients like Kerry Washington, Queen Latifah, Tamira Wiley, just to name a few. Y'all ready? Let's do it.
Johnny spent 8 years styling former First Lady Michelle Obama in the White House, and today he's here with us. Welcome to Divorce Sucks, Johnny Wright.
Oh, divorce does suck, doesn't it?
It does suck.
Thanks for having me.
Of course. Who was your first celebrity client?
Oh, my God. My first celebrity client was Lisa Ray.
Okay.
Who was actually my first lady, actually, as well, too, because She was the first lady of Turks and Caicos.
That's right.
Yes, yeah, yeah. So and, Lisa Ray was my first.
And how, what was the connection and the process for you to becoming what John, what my Johnny calls HOTUS?
HOTUS! I became HOTUS because of Oprah Winfrey and Gayle King.
Okay.
But I became the first lady's hairstylist back. How I became, met her as my agent by the name of Kim Barboza, mm-hmm. who is still my agent mm-hmm. to this day.
I know.
He connected me with her for Essence Magazine photo shoot. This is right after they had announced on Oprah that they were running for candidacy. And I didn't think anything of it. It was just like, okay, this senator's wife, they're running for president. It's not going to happen, right? You know, wasn't too optimistic back then. And I did it for the Essence Magazine shoot. And then maybe a month later, I got called to do it again for O Magazine. But by that time, I was moving here to Los Angeles. So I decided to jump ship and came here.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
But after I moved here, she kept her staff kept in touch with me. And I started doing it for, you know, fundraisers and rallies and television appearances like Ellen DeGeneres and Jay Leno and things like that. And conferences, and then she asked me to come to her as the, you know, now it's like getting more intense, you mm-hmm. know, it but ramped up.
Michelle Obama's style and composure during her time as the first lady, and even now, is often compared to that of Jackie Kennedy. Tell us what it was like working with the first lady's wardrobe advisor, Meredith Koop, mm-hmm. and makeup artist Carl Rae to create and maintain that legendary image.
It was a team effort working with Meredith and Carl. You know, the first lady, she had her own, you know, idea of how she wanted to look, and we just kind of helped create those thoughts that were in her mind, you know. Of course, Meredith, you know, sought out their amazing designers and brought in amazing pieces for, you know, different type of events, even just walking off Air Force One, you know, like with Bibu Mahapatra and those things like that. So it was a fun thing, you know, for me. I have been doing hair for a very long time prior to meeting the first lady. So coming up.
How long?
At this point, I've been doing hair for 30 years.
Okay.
But before that, thank you.
I mean, maybe you were doing hair when you were a baby.
I started doing hair when I was 12. Okay. So I'm 41 now. and so, you know, it was kind of easy for me to kind of understand, like, you know, the mood and the feeling of these different events. Although I never had a real interest in the political world,
right.
But I understood that, you know, it was very important for her to have a recognizable silhouette.
Yes.
And that's what brings people to the polls, and that's what jogs people's memory. So I kept that theme throughout the whole time, and I just worked with Meredith and Carl in that way.
And did the first lady have a real strong sense of how she wanted to look? Like, did you ever do anything and she was like, oh no, this does not work for me, or?
You know, any times that I had inspirations for a look, I would send her a mood board.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would like text it to her, and the first lady would look through and see if she liked it or not. If she liked it, we would do it. If not, we wouldn't. So it was a lot of preparation because we just didn't have a lot of room for error.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So because we, you know, I prepared so much, there was never a time I was like, no, I don't like this. It was never that.
So give us some hairstyling tips to consider for the divorce makeover, for the, you know, people, the women that are getting out there post-breakup and they just got to get out there again. Did you say don't go too drastic or completely change it up or what?
No, I say go drastic as possible. Become a whole new woman.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I say cut it off, do the big chop or add long extensions or do whatever. You know, find an inspirational picture that you like that, you know, you know, what I always say, reason why I don't mind when my clients bring in pictures is because what I understand from those moments are they feel a certain way when they look at this picture. It's like interpreting art.
Right.
You know what I mean? And you might look at a picture a certain way and you feel a certain thing, and I might look at it different. So my job is to find out what they feel.
Right.
And then to translate that into their look.
And do you say, like, so you're not going to look like this person, but you're going to look the way I think this is making us both feel?
Well, I always tell my clients, I simulate, never duplicate.
Because
I'm not the one that did the hairstyle,
right?
But I can definitely give you the feeling that you want from that picture, and the cut will be very similar.
Got it.
But it won't be exact.
And tell us some of the classic haircuts that will not go out of season.
Bobs, of course. They never will go out of season. Pixie cut.
Jeff, what are you nodding your head about? Yes to the bob?
Bobs will never go out of season. Pixie cuts will never go out of season. You know, your regular long layers, you know, they'll never go out of season. I love bangs.
I just read something this morning on the internet that said bangs are not for adults. And I was like, oh yes,
God.
They are.
Are you
kidding? Like, see these wrinkles? I'm seriously considering bangs because I think we could cover that shit up. And all of a sudden,
well,
I'm,
Botox,
you know,
helped
30
with that
again.
Too.
I know. But you know, the younger attorneys at my firm, they said if I get Botox on my forehead, it's going to be a big problem because I can't make the face. I have to make the face, this face.
Well, I can still make a face. I have Botox.
Okay. Maybe you should come make the face for me at my firm.
And that is totally untrue. Bangs are for everyone.
Okay.
Anybody, I did them on the First Lady. It was a bang heard around the world.
Yeah.
Come on.
I love that. Pluto TV is the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 TV channels and thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch free. Pluto TV is the easy and completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. What are you waiting for? Never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. You can download Pluto TV for free on all of your favorite devices today, including your phone, Roku, Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStation, and anywhere else you stream. She's the celebrity makeup artist and brand ambassador known for her work in advertising with brands like Neutrogena, Armani, and Jimmy Choo. Her work has been featured on television and in countless magazines from The Hollywood Reporter to Glamour and GQ.
Ladies, as you're getting ready this morning, you're going to want to listen at this next interview. We're talking with celebrity makeup artist Amy Orsman about how to get those red carpet looks without busting your budget. Amy, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are a blank canvas. Tell us where we start.
Well, I always like to start with a blank canvas, and that's really glowing, beautiful skin is always trending. But this season on the red carpet, eyes were really trending too. We saw a lot of metallic tones, subtle smokes, and a lot of monochromatic earth tones as well.
She's worked with renowned photographers like David LaChapelle, Stephen Klein, and iconic artists like Barbara Streisand, Pink, Anna Wintour, Kristen Bell, and Emma Roberts. Welcome to Divorce Sucks, my friend Amy Orsman.
Hello, hello.
Tell everybody how we met.
Okay, so I'm so excited to be here. So I actually heard about you years before I met you.
Oh.
And my agent and a lot of people I know, I really love collecting interesting women.
I thought you were going to say working with old women.
No. No. Listen, I love working with old women, but I like working with young, gorgeous women too, and old gorgeous women. But I heard about you that you were just an incredible person and you were somebody that you're like, oh, if you ever work with her, she's so interesting. You gotta. So my agent said, oh, there's this magazine shoot and you should do it. And I said, oh, yeah, sign me up. So then the rest is history. I showed up and there you were. And let me tell you, that was such a fun day.
And I know, listeners, it's probably hard to pin down because there's so many magazine shoots with me. But this was the Netta Porter one that we did last summer and it came out. And I mean, look, it was... With the boxing ring. It was an amazing story. There was amazing makeup, amazing hair, amazing styling. Loved it. And have not lost touch with Amy because she's so amazing.
The clothes were insane, and you did go home with that red dress because
yes, I
said to you, if you do not go home with that red dress, you are not the woman I thought you were.
I went home with the red dress.
And
I've worn
she proved
it
me wrong.
I wore it on Valentine's Day this year.
Oh, it was so good. And it was the perfect temperature. The wind was our friend that day. It was blowing.
It was a good day. It was a very good day. So, again, beyond me, who was your first celebrity client? How did you bust into? I always say everybody in LA is a celebrity or entertainment something, you know. But so you're the celebrity makeup artist. How'd you get into this? How'd you get to your first famous person?
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that I actually did an infomercial as my first job, and the talent was a gal. I'm not going to date this because I'll date myself, but it was, you know, a little ways back. And the talent was Pamela Anderson.
Okay.
And it was an infomercial for some sort of lip rejuvenation or, you know, something fabulous like that. And it was a 3-day shoot. And frankly, I was sold on the catering.
Yeah.
I was like, what? Someone comes around with a tray every 15 minutes and asks me if I want to eat it?
I'm in.
I said, this is the career path for me. And so then I was like, I'm in.
And then what do you do with Neutrogena? I love this brand, by the way.
I love Neutrogena. First of all, Neutrogena was my first experience with skincare. My mom had the Amber Bar. She got it from my grandma. And it was always in our bathroom. I love the Neutrogena commercials. Mm-hmm. I'd be like, oh, the Neutrogena girl, I want to be her.
so clean.
I was
so
like,
fresh.
I want to be her in the 90s. And I think she was on 90210, one of their talents. So I am the brand ambassador for Neutrogena Cosmetics. And I am in such a great role where I get to work with really incredible women and men in helping understand what consumers really need, what we really want, and how to do it at an affordable price where it's accessible.
Right.
Because, listen, I have a kit, and I have the – I mean, listen, I have a cream that's $900. I do. It's it's a great cream. It's fabulous. You know, I have it in my kit. But, you know, these kind of things are just, you know, ridiculous to think that that's what you have to do to take care of your skin. And your skin is an organ.
Yes.
So you don't need, you know.
What did you once tell me that your dad told you, who's a doctor?
Yeah. basically, he said, your skin is an organ. It knows what it's doing. You need to get out of there.
And if you wouldn't put it in your.
And if you wouldn't put it in your, you know what.
We can say vagina.
Vagina.
The right.
Then do not put it on your skin.
What if you don't have a vagina?
Then you shouldn't be putting
it on
your skin.
Okay, if you wouldn't put it on any
your scrotum,
soft
your
area. Yeah. If you wouldn't put it there, then do not put it. On your face. And
but hey, those are words to live by. You told me that, and
they
every
really
time
are.
I put something on my face now or like curl my eyelashes with like a heated up eyelash.
Yeah.
Curl, I'm like, oh no, I would not.
No, are you perming down there? Are you doing some heat perms?
No.
No. I don't think so.
I don't think so either. So, all right. So, as you know, today's show is about like the breakup, divorce, makeover. Describe the relationships that you have as a makeup artist with a hairstylist and the wardrobe advisor. Because I even remember from my shoot, everybody has to kind of work together in conjunction. And sometimes you'll get thrown into something and you've never met those other people before.
Oh, absolutely. One of the really interesting things about working in this industry is that you show up and every day is like improv. It's like, here's 25 people that you are going to connect with, create relationships with, hear each other's style, and then you're going to create a plan and you're going to execute it. There's going to be a project manager. Everyone's going to jump into their roles.
And then you've got the talent, too, who aren't always easy.
Well, I said there's a project manager.
Oh. I thought that was the Johnny Range.
Oh, yeah. No, that's the project manager. We're all working towards the same goal. But it's really like four wheels on a car.
Mm-hmm.
It's four wheels on a car. And you know what? We want to drive with four wheels. You can ride a bike. You can have a three-wheeler. But you know what? Four wheels is most comfy. So that's everyone doing their job. That's talent, stylist, hair, and makeup. Everybody working together. And that's how you get magic.
Give our listeners some specific makeup tips women can use to refresh their look after a breakup.
Okay, so here's the thing. After a breakup, what usually happens is something has gone a little stagnant, a little wrong. You've been in a holding cycle for a while. You've decided to kind of clean house. But we get into these habits, and we don't really realize. You ever, you know, just wake up sad or something, say you're just all of a sudden sad? Usually there's something there that triggered that. A smell, a moment, a memory. So I like to do a purging of the things that I hold closest to me, which are smells. My night cream, I would say, you know that night cream that you put on every night to go to bed with your ex? You know what? Maybe we don't need to use that night cream anymore. Let's find something else that has a different smell that can bring that into our lives. Or this laundry detergent that forever reminded me of the day that I was doing laundry and then they come home, you know. This life, get rid of it. Get rid of it. Do a new thing. Here's what I love is get fancy. Get an empty dryer sheet.
Mm-hmm.
And take whatever favorite fragrance you love and spritz it on the empty dryer sheet and make your own smell of your linens.
Ooh, I've never heard that.
Oh, yeah.
This is from a makeup artist. I like that. Okay.
Listen, scents and all of it all goes together. You know, it's all about, you know, having an outlook on how you look about yourself. How you feel depends on how beautiful you are, you know.
Right.
I've seen the most beautiful women in the world who truly feel ugly.
Right.
They feel ugly because they inside, they're feeling ugly.
Right.
And, you know, that will definitely show. So it's about doing the kind of self-care things and rituals where you create a new ritual for yourself.
Okay.
Create a new ritual and get rid of all mascaras. I'm a big believer in, listen, if you cried in that mascara because someone did something, then get rid of it.
Right.
It holds some bad memories.
So a new tube or a whole new brand?
A whole new brand. So here's the deal.
Okay.
When you are feeling like the number one most susceptible people to getting predatory people coming at them, you need this, you need that, are sad people.
Right.
Okay? So when you have gone through a year before you decided to really break up or move on, you've had a lot of sadness in your life and you've had a lot of, you know, retail fake therapy, you know, where you go there and, you know, someone tries to help you and you have this drawer of just stuff you bought.
Ugh.
None of it really works for you. None of it's really this. You were there. The guy was like, oh, you look tired. You need concealer? And you're like, oh, yeah, maybe I do. And you bought all of the – get rid of all of it. Purge it.
Uh-huh.
and replenish with the beauty basics, the perfect things that you go and select for yourself. This is why going to select a new fragrance is so important. It's like baby steps in intimacy again. So on Beverly here, have you been to the scent bar?
No.
Okay, this but blow your mind. Okay? It's like everything you ever dreamed of.
It's on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles.
Yes. Okay. It's on Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles, and they're like sommeliers of fragrance. Okay. So these people that work there are trained to help you identify things that you didn't even know why you like them or that you like them.
Okay.
Like the actual notes behind the fragrance that mean something to you. And they're able to guide you in this new way to select something for yourself that every day when you put it on, it feels just unique and special and something that you completely created for yourself.
And the other things follow behind the scent, the way you feel.
They absolutely do. You get that right. And then it's really about less is more. Okay. Here's the deal. Number one, you have a breakup. No, it's not time to go get a whole, you know what I mean? Like, you don't want to be try hard. You don't want to be what we call, you know, thirsty. Like, right. You know, like, wow.
Desperate.
Yeah, she really put it all on there, you know? You just, woo! You want to look like you care about yourself. Like, self-care is important to you. Confidence is about effortlessness. I don't have to look good for you. I look good for me. You're welcome.
There was a hair toss there, listeners.
Like, I look good.
Have you ever read a book called Jitterbug Perfume? By Tom Robbins.
You want to know what? I've heard about this book.
If you're into scents, it is such a great book. Listeners, Tom Robbins, Jitterbug Perfume. Not Tim Robbins, the actor, also a lovely person, but not the author. Tom Robbins. Fantastic book. It's a love story. It's about scent. It's about continuing through the ages. Anyway, sorry. Back to the matter.
No, it's not. Sorry. Like, okay, I have to tell you, this is so important. We lose who we are sometimes in a relationship, and other people's tastes become our taste. You know, my husband doesn't like chicken. I don't like chicken. You know, I eat that. You know, it's out of habit, out of routine. My wife doesn't like this. I don't eat it. You know,
I was going to say, who doesn't like chicken?
Yeah, well,
Johnny Rains doesn't want. He says foul is foul.
Are you kidding me? Have you not?
Like chicken.
I know, but we have like a man. The men, they're all vegans now. They're all like, they're like clean living. They're doing it. So this is about reconnecting with your style, reconnecting with your taste, and maybe finding out who you actually are in this moment as opposed to who you were when you were 18, 28. And wow, this is my taste now.
What happens if you have a cosmetic, whether it's a mascara, a foundation, a blush that's always worked really well for you? How long do these things last? I know for me, I've got some stuff in my drawer that has been around longer than my current relationship, which is going on 6 years. How long do these things, once you open them up, I'm not talking about stuff that sells the seal. How long do they last?
Okay, so this is the deal, what I think about holding onto things past their expiration date. I think of them like underwear. Okay, so do they still work? Yeah, but do they have 7 holes and they have like dryer balls all over them? And are they worth it to you anymore? Do you want someone opening up that drawer and looking at it? Imagine this. You have a date over. You know what they're going to do? They're going to go through your bathroom.
They are?
Yes, they do. Every date goes through your bathroom, okay? They go in there, they look through all your drawers, and they read the code about you. So imagine someone's in your bathroom. If you are cool with them seeing that, then keep it.
They would say,
cool,
like, wow, she's got a lot of stuff. I mean, I get all the swag. I never throw any of this stuff away. I must have lipsticks from the 90s.
Okay, so someone's going to assume you're a hoarder of cosmetics, and it's going to be a little bit weird. They're going to be like, whoa, this girl's got a lot of products.
I gotta
make a decision.
I got to go through that this weekend. But how about actual, like, how long does a mascara last?
A mascara, I replace my mascara every month.
Every month?
It's a mucous membrane. It's a mucous membrane, Jamie. It's a mucous membrane. Every month, would you keep a yogurt in your fridge for a month and then eat it?
No, I would not.
Okay, well, you're putting it in your eyeball.
Or your vagina.
Yeah,
okay.
Or your vagina.
All right, I'm going to get rid of that.
Use your makeup like you use organic food. Think of it the same way.
Okay, I have some cleaning
up to do. It's entering your body.
All right, okay. Tell us about Korean beauty shops. That's what Johnny wants to know about.
Korean beauty shops are everything. Let me tell you, no matter where you are in the world, you are only a mile away from a Korean beauty shop. And you don't even know it. And it's everything. So let me tell you, one time, walking through Saks Fifth Avenue, and I just got off the plane, and I'm just like getting some stuff for a client or whatever, and this beauty guy says to me, girl, you look tired.
Oh.
You want some concealer? That's his sales pitch, right?
Right.
You know? And I am an expert in this, and I was like, I do? I fell for it. Right. I was right there. He gave me the worst concealer I've ever seen in my life. It was like five shades too light. I couldn't tell him. I felt bad for him. Here's the deal about Korean beauty. There is no salesperson, okay? It is like Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory, but for girls, okay? There's everything you never knew that you wanted. And guess what? You have to figure out what it is.
Right.
And it's kind of cool. You're like, oh, this must be an eye pencil. This must do something like this. And you get these amazing things, and it just...
Isn't that dangerous?
No.
Okay.
Listen, let me tell you.
Not
the Koreans know so much more about beauty, and they have. Well, listen, they have actually much more stringent beauty guidelines in the United States. The United States actually has some of the weakest.
I've seen them wearing those the scuba suits on their face.
This is a real deal thing, and they are also really into individual selection, into letting you just kind of play and look around at things. All of the things perform. They're incredible. The eyelashes, liners, things that you've never seen before. Fabulous.
What about tan girls like me? Don't they try to always bleach your skin and...
Are you kidding me? Everything that you use, mascara, lipstick, they have it all, Jamie. And you're not going to go there for your foundation.
No. But... Why?
Well, most likely your foundation color is going to be found elsewhere.
Okay.
Yeah.
Like I'm a minority over here. All right.
Well, she did come back from Florida and she is literally darker than my hat. Okay? And it's like a dark Adobe.
All right.
It looks great.
Thank you.
And I'm jealous because I wish it was mine.
Tell us about the ice water and aloe. I have never heard of this one. It's on my notes here. Give it to us.
Okay, get a silver bowl. Silver metal bowl.
Silver?
Yes, because it holds the cold. Then my favorite is aquapana.
Okay.
Aquapana water is my favorite. Get whatever you want.
Not the carbonated kind.
You could do the carbonated if you wanted to.
Okay.
But I like flat.
Okay.
I like flat. I do one ice tray of the aquapana. And then one ice tray of aloe water. Just get aloe water from Whole Foods, Air One.
No, wait, when you say ice tray, are these ice cubes?
Ice cubes.
So you put an ice tray with the aquapana and an ice tray with the aloe water.
That's right.
Which, where do you get that?
Whole Foods. I mean, you can get it anywhere.
Aloe water.
Aloe water.
Is it in the water aisle or is it in the sunblock aisle?
No, it's in the water aisle.
Okay.
It's in the water aisle. Go to Whole Foods and if not, ask somebody.
My 7-year-old
aloe
mascara.
Water.
Yeah.
Then you break open both of those trays, put them in the bowl.
What's in the bowl? The aquapana already? Oh, no, just ice.
Just ice. Then you're going to let it sit there.
A really painful thing. Okay, and then what happens?
You're going to let it sit there for, 10 minutes so it's a little bit melted so there's like a nice mixture.
Right.
And then you're going to wash your face with
after you soap up.
You're not gonna soap up. Soap? No bueno.
Oh my god, I'm so glad I'm here today. Okay. No soap?
Do you soap your liver at night?
I soak it.
Soap up that stomach.
There are some cleansing properties happening with my Casamigos Blanco. Okay.
Here's what you want to do.
I soap my vagina, just so that we're clear about that, everybody.
Yes, right? You're gonna do the same thing. You're gonna soak the skin. Soak the pores. So the skin already knows how to get rid of stuff and extract stuff. So unless you're wearing like a ton of makeup, what you want to do is you want to remove your makeup with a wipe, like a Neutrogena wipe. Great. That's really all you
Good
need.
Good plug there for the Neutrogena.
Yeah, they're really the best wipes, though, I have to tell you. They hands down
So you get the stuff off, and then when you put that, Jeff is going crazy. He's still thinking about the dryer balls on the underwear. Okay, so let me understand one thing. So there's no cleansing except the dryer cloth, except for the Neutrogena cloth. And now you're putting cold water. Doesn't that make your pores close up?
Here's the deal. Number one, before your pores close up, they go...
What's that?
Squirt it out.
They squirt stuff out?
No, they're just...
Okay.
And they close up because... That's what you want. You want tightening.
Okay.
Tightening
I know the vagina
pores.
Reference is sticking with
tight.
Jeff. The squirting, the tightening.
Tight
I can't.
Pores.
I'm watching you back
you
there laugh.
Tight pores. And it's about anti-inflammation and redness. This idea that we're dirty is such a madman thing, though.
Really?
You have to realize this was made up to sell women things. You're dirty. Soap was made to sell Lubriderm lotion.
Right.
Seriously.
So, okay.
Let's dry their skin out so they all go buy lotion. It'll be great. We're going to make a fortune. Everything that we think we need has been created by some man in some advertising firm somewhere in the 1950s that we have this conditioning, like, this idea, like, I'm a winter, I'm a fall, I'm a, this kind of idea that you can't wear certain things. That's ridiculous. And the same sort of thing goes with your skin. We've learned the wrong way to take care of our skin.
Okay.
Often we're stripping our faces down to nothing, and which is why we're having so many problems with it. Our skin knows how to self-clean itself. Our skin knows how to hydrate itself. What we need to do is get out of its way and work the way the skin wants. If you sprain your ankle, which is the same way if your skin is stressed, it's like your face is sprained, what would you do? You would ice it. right?
Right.
You would elevate it.
Right.
And those are the things the body...
Put some Lubriderm on.
Yeah. And it kicks the body into right. saying, I know how to heal myself. The body knows how to heal itself. The skin knows how to heal itself. And the skin is its best product.
Okay.
Itself. So right, it's so about... This is, jumpstarting your skin to do
ice,
what it already knows how to
aloe.
Do.
Aloe. How about moisturizers? Not so,
so
much?
Here's the great news about the okay. aloe. So what you're forgetting about aloe is
or a... Or you never knew. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, aloe is one of the most incredible things. It's anti-inflammatory. It's a moisturizer. It takes down all the redness. And it has antibacterial properties.
Okay.
And often what I'll do is if, let's say you're in the winter, I just add a few drops of blue tansy oil into my mix.
What's that?
Blue tansy oil is the most amazing oil. It's the only oil you really need. You can pick up some organic blue tansy oil. It's antibacterial. It will basically take down any kind of redness. It takes down infection on the face. It helps with any kind of zit. It just balances the pH of the skin.
Okay.
And really, if you use aloe, ice water, try it for a week. Trust me. Put your cleanser aside and just try this for
okay.
a week. And you will see, wow, my skin is just tighter.
And then you just go to bed. No, no under eye serum.
No, and I would
La
say
Mer.
Once a week, uh-huh. if you wanted to do what La Mer does for you, it's Manuka honey. Manuka honey is a specific type of honey out of New Zealand because the bees are these very smart bees that only know the best antioxidant flowers to go to. They're very exclusive, these bees. And they go get the best stuff. They bring it back. And their hives are made with this really incredible honey. In fact, it's used at all the burn institutes because they use it on burns to
Manuka?
Heal.
How do you spell
Manuka.
That?
Manuka. Girl, do you think I got into makeup
oh,
to spell?
I don't know. Manuka. It sounds like something we might be having at Passover. Okay. All
Manuka
right.
Manuka honey. Mask it over your face once a week. Rinse it off with aloe.
Do you go to sleep with that or you just put it on?
You go to sleep with it. Do a mask.
Okay. Manuka honey.
Yeah.
Aloe water. Aquapana. Throw
Ice
away
cubes.
Your old mascara.
Get
Korean beauty
mascara.
Shop. And then you are going to be on the road to happiness.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Alexa isn't the only one with breaking news. Make sure to hang around at the end of this podcast for the latest breaking headlines on the AP News Minute.
If you like my show, you're going to love Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan on Podcast One. Each week, the best-selling author and entrepreneur sits down to help you create your confidence, pursue your dreams, and leapfrog the villains you'll meet along the way. Download new episodes of Creating Confidence with Heather Monahan every week on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One. Do you remember the moment when you realized it would be better to be alone with a shot at happiness than together with your spouse and miserable? That was your personal aha moment, and this is Divorce Sucks. I'm your host, Laura Wasser, and today's show is about switching up your look after a breakup. She's an actress, an author, and the creator of the popular fashion blog for moms called Chic Mama LA, all about fashion, beauty, and parenting. She's also a social media sensation with one of the hottest YouTube channels on the web.
My name is Ann Stedman Hurwick. I'm a wife, the mom of two beautiful boys, and the creator of Chic Mama LA. This is my new web series, where I pick up other chic mamas and their kids for a quick ride to school. Each episode, we will talk about all things fashion and beauty and get some great tips along the way. And it's all from a mom's perspective.
Welcome to Divorce Sucks, Ann Stedman.
Thank you.
And we also are moms at school together, so we're friends. Tell us some of your favorite moms that you've worked with on Chic Mama LA, Chic Mama Carpool, Chic Mama Drama.
Duh, you.
Me.
You have done both, which I'm so grateful for. And who knew you were such a fabulous actress as
oh,
well?
It's really easy when I'm playing myself.
You were fantastic.
Thank you. I was very believable. So, okay, tell us a little bit about you. I know you're from Texas,
yes.
But give me the backstory.
Well, y'all is my favorite word.
I know.
And Richard Linklater hired me in a little movie called Newton Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, I am going to move to LA and I'm going to be a fantastic actress. And that did happen. Mm-hmm. I was very excited. But I also wanted to do more about fashion. I love fashion. So I started a blog, Chic Mama LA, for all the moms out there that they don't have to turn into like mom jeans.
Soccer
moms. Yeah. No. We can still be fabulous, right?
Yes.
And then that evolved to Chic Mama Carpool. I interview amazing moms, different career paths, and we talk about fashion, beauty, and just mom tips, which is fantastic. And with my background in writing at UT, I started Chic Mama Drama, which is kind of a hybrid. It's the scripted version into Chic Mama Carpool.
Got it. And yes. I've seen some of those, and they're hilarious.
Thank you, Rebecca.
And, yes. Okay.
So good.
So the Chic Mama Drama FaceTime with me dropped, yes. And we've already had over 10,000 views.
Oh, girl, we're way up. Where are we? I think we're at like 22,000, girl.
Oh, look at that. And our Chic Mama Carpool is over 120,000.
Yes, it is. Very popular.
So, okay, now tell us a little bit. So the styling that you do, because a lot of this is based on your fashion sense, which is amazing.
Thank you.
I'll tell you that when we do school drop-offs, listeners, everybody's looking at Anne. Everybody wants to see what she's wearing, what bag she's carrying. Caring.
Oh, there's the snort. Hi. We're almost at 23,000.
There you go. That's right.
It's good times.
So give us some wardrobe specific tips for women and men. If you're trying to refresh your look, you heard what our other guest said. Like after a breakup, you kind of gotta get it started again. What's some great tips that you'd give?
Well, keep in mind that you need to think of the perception that you want to give out now that you're single. You know,
because like DTF.
or something classy.
Okay.
Maybe something classier if you're just wanting that first date.
Right.
But, you know, people perceive you within 10 seconds of what you're wearing. So if you want that, then go, you know, balls
slutty,
to the walls.
Like the G-string coming up over the jeans.
Oh my God. Or something a little more classier.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
But, you know, there's two trends that are unisex, and it is tie-dye.
Yeah.
Tie-dye is back. But I will say it's a little more chic and modern.
Right.
It's not the 60s bold.
It's not Grateful Dead. It's Coachella.
No, it's good times.
Okay.
And, you know, both men and women are going to be rocking this definitely in the spring and the summer.
Okay.
Also, what's great is the skinny pants are, you know, the skinny jeans are taking a minute.
Okay.
And now it's the more baggy.
Oh, thank God.
Right?
Right?
I am so happy about this. And I have to say there's one brand that does both men and women so fabulously.
I know who you're going to say.
Mother Denim. My husband wears them and they look so good on him. He looks so sexy.
Another school chum of ours too, by the way, Mother.
Yeah.
And they are also helping sponsor an event that It's Over Easy is having at the Riveter. There's
going
to be some swag.
I love.
Revlon and Fearless Rosé and Mother Jeans.
I
mean, come on. Yeah.
Mother Jeans is fantastic. And then let's go back to women.
Okay.
I'm wearing a shirt with a bow.
Yes, pussy bow.
Pussy bow.
You're getting a theme today, right, Jeff?
Yeah. There we go. All right.
I love these. And I love these for work. Whether it's a blouse or I also have a few that are sleeveless but still with the pussy bow. And you can wear it with like a pencil skirt.
All of it.
Or with the big baggy jeans and a pair of pumps, I think would be super cute, right?
Boom. Yes. Just right there.
Yes.
But I'm saying bows are on shoes. They're everywhere.
Yes.
They're going to be on bags, which, by the way, mini, tiny, itty bitty bags are back in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, look at you, Laura. Laura's already on point.
Yes. My Claire V bag.
It's good. Claire V is good.
Yes.
She's good. Another trend. 90s are back. Biker shorts are here. And it's more it's chic, sleek, like black.
Right.
Black biker shorts. They're so gorgeous with either a blazer.
Okay.
Or like a really fitted shirt with a belt. It looks incredible.
Now, what do you say, like, you know how you have the magazines that said, like, you know, fashionable at every age or stylish at every age? Like, can somebody over 50 pull off biker shorts?
If it's with the right type of blazer.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you can make it really tailored if you choose
I think
to.
That's my next court appearance. That's going to be my look.
Oh, I need to see this ASAP.
I wear a bike helmet, too. And by the way, on the tie-dye,
yes.
I mean, some of the things that I've been seeing lately are some amazing fabrics in tie-dye, not just your cotton, but
exactly.
Like cashmere tie-dye.
Everything.
Silk tie-dye is so gorgeous. Elder Statesman
Stunning.
Does some great, great tie-dye looks there in the knits that are amazing. All right. And for men?
Let's go back to the men. All you boys who have been jealous that us ladies can wear short shorts, it's your turn this summer.
Oh, look how
excited
Johnny's getting.
You can show off those legs, boys, because it is back in style. You can wear it with like a beautiful sweater, a little, you know, a proper t-shirt.
Right.
Not like, you know, the with holes and stuff like that.
No.
But like, you know, classy, because also what's back for men is being dapper. You can finally rock that suit.
Yes.
You know, in the day.
Yes.
And why not a wild sock? Like, really up your game. Because I think
this is for straight men, too?
It's for straight men.
Well,
my
see
husband.
Johnny, very excited here. Your husband can pull this stuff off.
My
I will say that.
My pulls it off, and he looks so good. So good.
What do we think about seersucker?
Seersucker, I for the spring and summer, yes.
Yes.
Absolutely. It's
hear
a
that,
great
Jeff?
Look.
Get your seersucker suit ready to
do
go.
It.
Okay.
Do it.
All right, we are going to bring in our other two guests so that we can have a little panel.
Yay!
We're speaking with three of the most experienced and talented stylists from the worlds of hair, makeup, and fashion. Johnny Wright, the Griot style correspondent, a.k.a. HOTUS, hairstylist of the United States, who styled former First Lady Michelle Obama during her 8 years in the White House. Celebrity makeup artist Amy Orsman, whose work has appeared on television, in print, and on the covers of Elle, Harper's Bazaar, InStyle, Glamour, GQ, Vanity Fair, and the list goes on. And Ann Stedman, the creator of the fashion blog Chic Mama LA and the Chic Mama web series Chic Mama Carpool and Chic Mama Drama, both of which I've had the pleasure of appearing on. The thing is that no matter what, post-breakup divorce is really a time for you to recreate yourself. And now that we're all together, let's talk about the divorce makeover. All right. So all of you guys, how do you think that switching up your look can inspire confidence as you? I always say to people when they get out and start dating again, more important than meeting your next Mr. or Ms. Right, it's more important that you're kind of representing yourself, not representing, but representing. You're repackaging so that you can go home and feel good about you. So give us all your kind of tips about the best way of doing that, starting with Johnny.
Well, you know,
ladies
first. You know, I think it's necessary. You know, I've been through divorce, and you know, one of the things that I did was I started going to the gym every day, and I got really, really thin. So I had like this whole new body, and I went to Burning Man for the first time, so I was naked the whole time. But it was just an amazing experience just to be able to kind of feel like there was a new me.
Yeah.
And I was able to represent myself a little differently than before. So for me, I've seen so many women get in my chair and ready for the big chop, or they want to add extensions or do some type of wild color or something just to be expressive and have fun. And even that in itself is confidence building.
I like that. I like that. Amy?
So listen, I've been through a lot of breakups, not necessarily myself,
right?
But I have really been there through a lot of people's breakups. And what I would say is that we all have a support system in a group. Find your most honest friend and tell them, go home tonight with some flashcards. And can you write like the beat points of what you think that could reconnect me with like who you met when you first met me.
Oh, wow. I like that.
And
like that.
You ask all whatever friends that you kind of covet their style, like your go-to friend that you're like, she's got it going on, he's got it going on, and that they're honest with you. They'll go home. They'll take this really seriously, and they will write down exactly the formula that you need.
Okay.
Then you take those cards, and you go into your hairdresser, and you go into your, you know, if you go into the counter to get your makeup done, you know, unfortunately, most people aren't going to be able to get, we know how to do this for you, but here's the thing, your friends do too.
Right.
Like someone who really knows you. The reason we're so good with our clients is because we really know our clients.
Right.
And so we're able to deliver
the goods.
The way that we see them,
right,
as opposed to the way that they see themselves. The way that the world sees them.
Got it.
And that is going to help you not go off path. Because I would say don't go it alone, babe. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is not a time to go it alone. Okay? You're going to get bangs.
You're going to get bangs.
Oh, Jamie.
And bangs.
Yeah. You're going to get a buy. You know, you don't know, Jamie.
Right.
You're going to get a mullet. You're going to get something.
I don't know about a mullet.
I've seen it happen.
Mullets
I've seen
great.
A mullet come back.
They're coming back.
Yeah. They are coming back.
There's so much coming back.
So much coming back. Like a mullet and some tie dye.
Get your pants on.
Okay.
A mullet.
And what else?
So in fashion sense, I really think you have to think about how you want to be perceived now that you are single, because like I said, you are perceived pretty much 10 seconds within. People can look you and see what's going on, and you really need to think about how you want your next chapter to start, you know?
And for all three of you, is there something, maybe less Johnny, because obviously everybody wants clean hair, but is there something about the idea of purging, cleansing, getting Absolutely. Rid of the stuff in your closet that either reminds you of the ex, reminds you of those good times, or you simply don't wear anymore and you don't care if it comes back because you'll buy it again in 20 years? We've talked about the makeup, but just purging even a look. We're going to move on from the thin eyebrows to making a thicker eyebrow or the lip line or whatever it is.
Or if you have all black and white in your closet, get something like colorful.
Color, yeah.
Get crazy with it. Try something new. It'll make you feel fresh and you can go on and be, you know.
I mean, I think the idea is just to live the best life that you can drum up in your mind, you know, without any type of judgment from others and judgment even from yourself. I always tell my clients, get out of your way.
Right.
A lot of people are just in their own way because of whatever they were taught when they was a kid, whatever happened on the playground with their friends, and somebody said you had nappy hair or something, and they feel like, oh my God, I have the worst hair on earth, and they carry that all the way into their adulthood. And you see them when they sit down in a chair, and they're like, I know I have bad hair. I'm like, why do you say that? Your hair is totally fine. But they just carried that with them. But those examples of how it all starts at the playground, and you kind of carry it on into your adult life, which could be a lot of the reasons why you got divorced in the first place.
Because
you didn't deal with that person that you're not dealing with in yourself. And I think if people really learn how to get out of their own way and just really, instead of being a hashtag, live their best life, I think it'd be
And this is their
better.
Time that they can do stuff that they've never done before.
Right.
You can start all over if you want to, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
Just like each of you in your professions, we lawyers have our own vocabulary. So I don't know if you've heard about the interrogatories before, but that's a method of questioning as a part of the discovery process that we do in legal proceedings. So are the three of you ready for the divorce sucks interrogatories?
Sure.
And do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I'm scared.
Oh, that's all I got. Okay. My brand is honesty.
All right. So I'm going to start with Anne and work around. Well, this one's an easy one. What's your relationship status?
I'm married.
I am with a life partner who is a man.
Good to know.
I'm single, but somewhat dating, quasi.
Okay.
Yeah.
And favorite breakup song, Anne?
Hello by Adele. Hello from the other side.
Okay.
Oh, God.
The Cure, Just Like Heaven.
By the way, while he's thinking, did you see Robert Smith when he was being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I did not, but I heard about it.
So funny.
I have a favorite.
He's my favorite.
You don't?
I don't.
Well, can you get one before we air this?
What was that jam I was just listening to out there? That was the goods.
Anything Beyonce.
All the single ladies, all the single ladies. Okay, there it is. Okay. All right. Starting with you, Amy, what would you say? I think I already heard a bit of this to someone that's going through a breakup.
I would say that this is a dark angel. Breakups are dark angels. They are just here to redirect you so you don't waste the rest of your life. I mean, it is really something to embrace and to say that, you know what? This is a place that was just letting me know that I had taken the wrong fork and I'm just going to go ahead and keep on moving the right way.
Johnny.
I would tell people that pain is necessary in order to change in life. And although it may feel so, you may be so sad and feel so dark, you know, it's not going to last a long time. And time is in your corner.
Mm-hmm.
You know, each day passes, you'll see yourself getting better and better. So just be patient with yourself.
Would you wear short shorts this spring?
I will wear very short shorts.
Yes, you would.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Anne.
This is your time to really cherish yourself. So you need to pamper yourself and do everything that makes you feel good, even if it's like small walks or, you know, like you really need to hone in and love yourself.
And finally, starting with you, Anne, what romantic comedy would you watch on repeat?
When Harry Met Sally.
Amy.
Probably Music and Lyrics.
Ooh, we haven't had that one. Yes.
I would say Love and Basketball.
Yeah?
Yeah. I love that movie.
I do love that movie, too. Anne, Amy, and Johnny, thank you for being here today on Divorce Sucks. You guys rock. How can people keep up with you? Johnny, tell us.
I'm on Instagram. That's really pretty much my outlet. JohnnyWright220 on Instagram is my handle.
I follow you. And Wright, by the way, is Wright.
That's
Johnny
right.
Wright. And Johnny is Johnny. Unlike our Johnny Reigns. And for bookings, you can do it through Ken Barboza, right?
Yeah, Ken Barboza, and you also can book through Instagram as well, too. My assistant's contact number is in the contact button.
Nice. And Amy?
Well, I tell you what, it's Instagram. We're not as cool as this gal over here, and who's got all the different handles. I only have one. It's at Amy Oresman, AmyOresman. And I am with Starworks Artists. So if you need to book me, you can book me through at Starworks Artists.
And she is amazing. She made me look like I was far younger and prettier than I am.
Please,
it was fun.
You look gorgeous, girl.
Oh, girl, she's so good looking.
I got so nervous getting ready today. I was like, oh, shit.
I don't know. She looks amazing. I know you can't see it right now.
My skin's bad.
My outfit is good, though, right?
Your outfit is like modern Poochie.
It's like,
tell us how to get you.
I am also on Instagram. It's Ann_Stedman. I'm also on YouTube. My channel is Ann Stedman.
Okay. Yeah. And unless you entered into a prenuptial agreement, the rights and responsibilities of getting married were likely not explained to you. And in some cases, even if you did enter into a prenuptial agreement, they weren't explained to you. Call me. If you're divorced or getting a divorce, you probably know more now about laws governing marriage in your state, and you'll never be in the position you were before ever again. Now that you're moving on with your life, divorce sucks. It's over easy. The online divorce app and I, the divorce attorney, Laura Wasser, are here to help you navigate your next chapters. Hopefully, some of what you heard today will be helpful. Tap subscribe. Let us know what you think. Divorce will suck next week, so let's chat then. Thanks, you guys.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow. That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer. That's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.